Jacks, you're falling.
Another 10?
Here you go. Give me 10.
6, 7.
Make it 20. Keep going.
9.
You're here to keep us going. Keep the world moving.
Power up. Woo!
Good job, buddy. How do you feel?
I feel like I got more energy.
Battery full. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, my God. His battery is full.
Yeah.
Let's have a show and take advantage of his full battery. It is Wednesday. It's June 17th. Good morning.
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 Morning. Welcome to the barnyard, little animals. Good morning, Scary.
Good morning.
Hello there, Gandhi.
Hello.
There's Danielle.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, Norne.
Buenos dias.
I'm Froggy.
Good morning.
There's Scotty B. Scotty B.
Hi.
Hi, Scotty. Hello. Diamond. Diamond.
Good morning.
Did I say hi to Danielle?
Yes.
That went so fast. Diamond.
Yes.
Diamond, why do you want to hear Eve?
Because she did a Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. And, like, things are going viral from it. And now this song's stuck in my head.
Oh. I thought it was because it's the eve of the big Knicks parade.
Ooh.
Oh. That too.
Yes.
Have you guys noticed that ever since the Knicks won, the streets of Manhattan are dirtier than ever?
Yeah.
We need to clean it up.
Can we get to the bottom of that? It's going to be even dirtier tomorrow after that parade. Anyway. All right. This is for Diamond and all those Eve fans out there.
Yo. Yo. Drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one, this one, classic. Red from blind, yeah, I'm drastic. Why this, why that, lip stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all need cop psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, he be gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, kept walking, imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut camera off, real blast it. Wishing I wrote your mind.
Blow your mind.
your mind?
Yeah.
On this day in history, thanks to our favorite historian, Phil. On this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor.
Wow.
In 350 pieces, and just like Danielle, she packed it in more than 200 cases. Because that's how you roll, isn't
it? That's it. That's how I roll.
200 cases of the parts that put together the Statue of Liberty arrived today in 1885. Thank you, Phil. Cool. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Is she still out there hanging out?
She is.
Look at that. Let's go talk to our first caller of the day. She's out walking the dog, if you know what I'm saying. Or he is. Michael?
Good morning.
There you go. It's Michael. No. We had a dog walker. What happened to the dog
Lost
walker?
Lost the call.
The dog took off. All right, Michael, you are now our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show.
Yay!
Wait, who's with you?
My wife, Melissa, sitting next to me.
My wife,
Melissa, she's got her Elvis Duran shirt on.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So what are you guys doing? Where are you going?
We're taking our family road trip up to see her family in New Jersey.
From where?
Nice. Where are you driving from? How far is this drive?
From Palm Bay, Florida. Taking the trip.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you excited about the stops on the way?
Yeah, my wife's got it all planned out.
Oh, really? What's your next stop?
What's our next stop?
Coffee place in Georgia, and then Buc-ee's in South Carolina.
Yay!
Buc-ee's. Any suggestions on what they should order at Buc-ee's?
Oh, my everything? Just go inside and buy it all. That's what I say.
Yeah, Froggy, if you were in the car with Michael and Melissa, what would you order when they stopped at Buc-ee's?
Oh, you got to get some of the hot brisket on the board. They yell it out when it comes out. It is so good. And then they also have some of the absolute best beef jerky you've ever had in your whole life. They've got a bar that is at least 20 yards long in the store. Every beef jerky flavor you've ever thought of.
Wow.
And don't forget to use the bathroom because those are some of the nicest bathrooms.
Yeah,
you'll need to after getting that coffee in Georgia. I wish we were in the
car. We love you guys.
Well, thank you.
Get some beaver nuggets. Don't forget beaver nuggets.
I feel as if we are in the car with them right now, but we're not. No. I want to be in a car on a road trip. I have this urge.
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool. Do you love road tripping? Have you made this trip before?
Oh, plenty of times. Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is old hat. This is old hat to you. Well, look, Michael and Melissa, I'm so glad you're here with us, and we're in the car with you for your road trip. What do you have for them?
Well, they're already wearing their Elvis Duran in the Morning Show t-shirt, so how about we send you each a hoodie? Will that work?
Heck yeah!
All right. Yeah, they'd have a meeting. Yeah. A hoodie on the way, guys. Thank you, and be safe on the road, okay?
Thank you so much,
Glenn. Oh, thank you. Hold on.
Aww.
Isn't that cool? A road trip.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
On paper, it looks good. But, you know, after about an hour and a half, I'm like, oh, God, is there an airport nearby?
I cannot even imagine you on a road trip.
Right?
I feel like you would be the person in the back. Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
100%.
Hello?
Can they send the plane?
Yeah.
God, this is awful.
We've only been on the road for an hour, Elvis. I know. I'm done. All right. It is Wednesday. Let's get into the Wednesday version of the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, what's going on?
U.S. and Iranian officials are set to sign a 14-point memorandum of understanding on Friday. The agreement calls for negotiations to continue for 60 days to reach a final agreement to end the war. Iran's nuclear program will be subject to those negotiations. It will also reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping corridor we know that has been frozen for a while, and it will unfreeze Iranian financial assets currently being held. The U.S. is promising to begin the process to end all sanctions on Iran. It would also ensure at least $300 billion in financing for rebuilding and economic development in Iran.
You know what? Now that the strait is open, I'm going to go water skiing.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Sounds like a good time over there.
You know, there's got to be like some recreation.
You should look into that for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Back to you.
All right. Sadly, detectives are investigating an officer-involved shooting that left a one-year-old child dead. That shooting happened Sunday in Senatobia in northern Mississippi. Officers were responding to a shoplifting call at a Walmart when the suspect reportedly began driving away. The State Bureau of Investigation claims the car drove toward the officers, prompting one of them to open fire. A one-year-old inside the vehicle was taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound, where he was later pronounced dead. Another person inside the car was critically injured, while no officers were hurt. And finally, if anybody watched the Argentina-Algeria game yesterday, some history was made. Lionel Messi has tied the record for the most goals at the Men's World Cup. The 38-year-old soccer superstar recorded a hat trick in Tuesday night's match between Argentina and Algeria, giving Argentina a 3-0 win and tying the record for most World Cup goals, which is 16. This is his sixth World Cup. Messi and Argentina will play again on Monday against Austria. Team USA will play Friday against Australia. And Messi is now the oldest and the youngest player to score World Cup goals for Argentina. And those are your three things.
How do you do that?
At the same time.
But it's very crazy. He had a questionable play yesterday where he should have gotten a red card for it. But it's Messi.
Yeah.
You know,
he has a good heart.
Is he turning into the Wemby of soccer?
I don't know. We don't know.
Are you guys ready for your Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, there goes Elvis.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts. And most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
I used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle. They go through the darkest of days, having to heartbreak away. Never let you go, never let me down.
Looking at you, and you already know I wanna feel. Grab you by your coattail, take you to the motel. Wholesale, don't tell, won't tell. Baby say I don't talk dog, but she told on me. Oh well, take a picture with me. What the flick gon' do? Baby, stick to me, and I'ma stick on you. If you pick me, then I'ma pick on you. D-go double G, and I'm here to put this on you. I'm stuck on you, so and yours is right. Rip riding the poles, and them doors is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. Cause you so, and baby, I'll be so polite.
I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already and they all got cheese. So you're looking at me now, what it's gonna be? Just another tease far as I can see. Trying to get you up out this club. If it means spending a couple dubs, throwing about 30 stacks in the back, make it rain like that. Cause I'm far from a scrub. You know my pedigree. Ex-dilla used to move vitamins. Girl, I spend money like it don't mean nothing. And besides, I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on the I'm sitting in the back in the smoker section. Bird's eye, I got a clear view. You can't see me, but I can see you. It's cool, we jet, the mood is set. Your seats are wet, you're rubbing your back and touching your neck. Your body is moving, you're humping and jumping. Your is bouncing, you're smiling and grinning and looking at me. Girl, and while you're looking at me, I'm ready to hit the caddy right up on the patio. Move the patty to the caddy. Baby, you got a fatty, the type I like to marry. Wanting to just give you everything, and that's kind of scary. Cause I'm loving the way you shake your ass. Bouncing got me tipping my glass. Normally don't get caught up too fast, but I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna love you. You already know I wanna love you. You already know. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know.
Yeah. a cold bed full of scorpions. The venom stole her sanity. And if you'd never called for me, I might have lingered in purgatory. You wrap around me like a chain, a crown of fire, pulling me into the fire. All that dust, alone in my tower, you were just haunting your powers. Now I can see it all. They wanna dump me out of my grave and save my heart from the fate of Ophelia. Keep it 100 on the land, the sea, the sky. Pledge allegiance to your hands, your team, your vibes. Don't care where the hell you've been, 'cause now your mind is about to be the sleepless night you've been dreaming of. The fate of Ophelia is locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me. Locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me.
Has anyone heard from Sam?
Yes,
yesterday.
We keep saying we're going to put her on the air, but she's never on the air.
I think Thursdays might be the best days for her because she has a lot of help with her hubby in the morning.
Okay.
So maybe it's tomorrow. Ooh, Thursday?
I hate that word hubby.
Well, husband.
Thank you. Nate, can we get her on?
Yeah.
Talk about that baby. The baby's in high school by now.
No. We some of us saw her this weekend at Deanna's shower. She looks incredible. She looks like she never had a damn baby. I was like, where'd you drop that?
We got to get her on.
Yeah.
Because this horoscope thing, she's got to take this over. The horoscopes, they're worse than ever. Who's doing them today?
You are.
Oh, God, no.
All of them?
No, who else is doing them?
Me? You know it's a radio, so
you're right there.
Poor Nate, his neck is really bothering him.
I screwed up my
today.
Neck this morning.
Do you need a neck brace? You need a neck brace.
Yeah, it's getting in the shower, and I tweaked my neck, so now I have to do this if I want to look to the right.
Look at that.
That's all you did was get in the shower?
That's all I did.
Yeah. It's a funny it's the funny thing. Take my advice. The older you get, everything can break your neck.
Oh my God.
Yep. You can sneeze.
It's not funny, sorry.
You can sneeze or just pick up a pencil off the floor.
Scary
you.
I did it brushing my teeth.
That's right. I was there when you did that.
Or brushing your teeth. All right, let's just get into this. Let's get going. Horoscopes. If it's your birthday today, you celebrate with, this is quite the party. Kendrick Lamar, KJ Apa, Barry Manilow, and Venus Williams.
Oh, it's a party.
Three of those sound like a party.
I feel like KJ's been here before.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe he hasn't. All right, let's start with Gemini. Gemini, cancel those plans you're dreading. It won't be worth your time or energy. That's good. Your day's a 7.
Cancer, you cross paths with somebody at just the right time. Don't overthink why. Your day's an 8.
Hey, Leo, my fellow Leos, the attention isn't on us today, and that's okay. Take a break from performing. Our day's a 5.
Are you going home? Virgo, yes. Write everything down. Your brain is too full to keep track of it all. Your day's a 6.
Hey, Libra, someone remembers a small detail about you, and it actually brightens your day. Libra, your day's a 7.
Scorpio, you find out you were right about something. The truth will come to light soon, and your day is an 8.
Hello, Sagittarius. Sign up for something new. You might be terrible at it at first. Who cares? Your day's a 9.
Capricorn, take the long way home or change your route. A small detour does you good. Your day's an 8.
Hello, Aquarius. Good morning. You're quieter than usual, and people are noticing. Let them wonder. your day's a six.
Hi, Pisces. You wake up with a clear head for once. Use that before the day gets loud. Your day's a nine.
All right. This is for Aries. Aries, something goes exactly your way without you having to push it. Take that easy win and roll with it. Your day's a nine.
All right, Taurus. You treat yourself for once and you don't feel bad about it. Enjoy a guilt-free day and a guilt-free treat. Your day's a 10, and those are your morning, Wednesday morning horoscopes.
So we're getting ready here in New York City for the big Knicks parade tomorrow. We're kind of all going back and forth on if we're going or where we're going.
Yeah.
And if we are going or how we're going to get there and how we're going to get out. And, you know, so forth and so on, so on and so forth. So has any plan been made with any of you guys?
I think Garrett is supposed to go and call us.
Okay, good.
He has a connection of some sort.
Yeah.
But the problem is still that we have to be there by 9.
Okay.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
Well... Okay, well, we'll discuss that, but we'll have Garrett down there early to keep an eye on things.
Yeah,
secure our spot. Is he going to do like New Yorkers do? He's going to put up orange cones?
Yeah, how are we going to expect Garrett to do this?
Well, no, he'll put up orange cones so no one can park in our spot.
Okay.
He's got to put his jacket over something.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, people love those orange cones. They're super respectful of them.
They are. Of course, here in New York, they are. It's like at a wedding. You want to save your seat at the table if it's not assigned seating? You just couldn't. Lean the chair toward the table. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. We'll have a place. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah, it's going to be a big day for the parade tomorrow. Yesterday, I was rolling into the city, and someone said, you better leave early. It's going to take hours because they're closing down the Lincoln Tunnel because they need it for buses to go to the World Cup game. And I got to the Holland Tunnel. No one. There was no one at the tunnel.
We did, too.
I think people hear the warnings, and so they're like, I'm not going in that city.
We got in so early, we had time to go to the noodle bar and have some noodles.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
It was lovely.
That sounds great. Noodles. I want to go to the noodle bar. Hey, what do you have coming up, Danielle?
We are going to talk about, hold on, oh my gosh, how many followers that goalie now has from Cape Verde. Wait until I tell you that.
Check it again.
He was at 6 million yesterday.
Oh, it's even more today. Wait till you hear that. And, we need a recap from Summer House last night, but I don't know how much Diamond can tell us. But
did you watch?
Of course I watched. It was insane.
All right, we'll get into that. Lots coming up.
Let's do it.
We can't do the show. Well, I have the wrong microphone.
I truly just look forward to listening to each one of your voices every single day.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So this is the 25th anniversary year of September 11th. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation continues to honor America's heroes. And we tell their stories right here almost every day. And through that commitment from Tunnels to Towers, through that commitment, the foundation created Veterans Villages that stand as a beacon of hope for those who have sacrificed everything for our nation. Do you know about these things?
No.
The Veterans Villages? They're communities that are committed to helping veterans achieve stability and independence by providing this safe housing for them and personalized services that are tailored to their individual needs. And within each village, residents find support and dignity and that sense of belonging among others who truly understand the meaning of service and sacrifice. There are multiple Veterans Villages that have been completed, more in development across the country. Tunnel to Towers and its supporters believe no veteran should ever be left behind. And here's proof. Through the Homeless Veteran Program, Veterans Villages, and the National Case Management Network, the foundation has provided housing and supportive services to more than 17,000 veterans nationwide, and that number is growing. But we need to help them. Donate $11 a month. It's pretty simple. Donate $11 a month and amplify your impact with a car or land or whatever. Or just start at $11 a month. Do it by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Jason. Jason
Drew. Get jazzy on. I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me. You talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. jazzy on them. You know the words to my songs. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
Arenas, guns on deck, chest to chest, tongue on neck, international, every picture I take, I pose a threat, bold and jet, what you expect, so good, I bought her a pet, anyway, every day, I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty, anyway, every day, I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty,
been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand. Talk dirty to me.
You do.
Talk dirty to me.
Yeah, you.
Talk dirty to me.
Talk to me.
Talk dirty to me.
Oh, yeah.
Get jazzy on.
What?
Good.
Wake me up.
Elvis Duran in the Z100 Morning Show.
Hello?
Oh my God! What is that?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Don't you have that woman in your life? She's like the mom. Her purse is always filled. Her bag is always filled with things to eat.
Yes.
Danielle is that mom.
That I love me. That person.
I always have snacks.
So thank I'm like, you. I'm thinking, yeah, I need a protein bar. Well, here I got one right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a barbells.
Yeah.
Bear bells.
Bear bells. Nate and I love them. They have so many flavors.
And then she yanks her banana out of her bag. I'm like, well, I'll take that banana too. What do you
I got an orange. You want that?
No, Gandhi, yes. You were on the way to being sort of that when you had your bodega set up. You had peanut butter and bread. What happened to all that?
We threw it away.
Why?
Because it was taking up space in that, and I was the only person that was really eating it. Nobody else was eating it, so we just got rid of it.
I know, but I always liked having it there.
Just the comfort of it.
Can you do like a hot bar?
I will try. I don't see why not. We have a lot of space in here.
I like snacks.
Yeah,
and snacks are good. Having Gandhi and Danielle around guarantees a snack of some sort.
It's good.
And then we've got Scotty B with his studio filled with cereal.
Sorry, I'm eating nuts.
Excuse
and nuts.
Me.
Wait, are you choking on nuts?
Yes, I was choking on a cashew. Scary. Cashew.
Scary, how do you say cashew?
Cashew.
Oh,
you said it correct.
It used to be cashew. Wow.
You used to say cashew.
Cashew.
Oh, yes, Kazoon time.
Scotty has a lot of snacks, too. He has berries a lot of times. Mm-hmm. He has cereal. He's got the nuts. And the other day, he brought in farm-fresh eggs.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you eat raw eggs?
No, but I took them home.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I got granola bars you want. And more nuts.
Well, I'm in here eating my Bear Bells bar from Danielle.
Okay.
But I'll combine your nuts with my Bear Bells.
I'll give you my nuts. Come on in.
Hello.
All right. Well, I love your open door policy. Hey. So, Danielle, you're about to start talking about Summer House. We have to guarantee at this point, no spoilers.
Yes. We'll start with that.
Diamond.
Diamonds.
No spoilers whatsoever. People are yelling on the text.
Okay, fine.
All right. Do we agree? No spoilers.
I didn't see it, so I'm hoping she's not going to spoil it. All right, you ready?
Okay, well, here we go. Daniel.
All right, so Summer House did that little special post-reunion episode, which aired last night, and we're not giving any spoilers, but Diamond's going to tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so they recorded this episode, or the scenes for this episode, after the reunion because everyone was so upset that we didn't really get the answers that we thought we were going to get from the reunion. So they had a few people sit down. This isn't a spoiler. They had Kyle and Wes sit down with each other, which is insane. I don't know anyone who would sit down with the man that your current wife is dating. It's insane. Mm. They had a talk and it was crazy.
It can happen.
Not for me. I don't know. They had Amanda sit down with another cast member named Lindsay, who's like a big sister to her. And without giving away any spoilers, Amanda's insane. And Lindsay ripped into her. And you walked away from the episode thinking that things were going to change, but then they went on a trip to Italy together. So it's like, okay, great, amazing. And then we met Miha, which is a girl who West was dating at the same time as Amanda, which was a big thing because it's like, how are you now in a relationship with Amanda when you have a girlfriend? All it right. doesn't make any sense.
All right. You're really telling a lot.
No. These are all things that have been, that we talked about on the reunion, but they go into depth. I'm not giving away that.
I know, but it's just a lot.
all right, cool.
He's telling you to wrap it up, Donna.
All right, well, and that's it.
Don't forget to watch it.
Here's my thing about Summer House. Yeah. I always look at the photos and stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't find any of the guys that attractive.
They're not, which is why everybody's so shocked that this woman blew up her life for a guy who looks like a frog.
Well, I didn't say he looked like a frog.
Okay.
The women, I find the women a lot more attractive than the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be some more equality.
This has been a turn in reality TV lately.
What do you mean?
Amazing women who are beautiful and successful and have everything going for them and duds of dudes.
Yep.
Duds.
Dude duds?
Yes, dude duds.
Dude duds.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Duly noted. The dude duds have been duly noted.
Thank you.
Duly noted dude duds.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay.
That's it? That's all?
Yeah, that's it. That's okay.
I love you. Thank you, Diamond.
Bye. All right. So let's talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. People are still saying they're getting married at the Garden, but that's where the party will be because TMZ is now saying there's a massive stage being built for the occasion in... Is this Lititz, Pennsylvania? Is that how you say it? L-I-T-I-T-Z, Pennsylvania.
I don't know.
Lititz, okay. And anyway.
It's French. It's Lititz.
Oh, yes. That sounds right.
I would say that a lot. Lititz. Froggy's going to be saying that all day. Okay.
All day.
Apparently, the stage is being built there, and it's right near Lancaster, and it's an hour and a half west of Philly, and Taylor was born in Reading, which is only a half an hour from Lititz.
What does this all mean?
So they're saying that before MSG celebration, the actual wedding will take place in Lititz. That's what they're saying.
You know what? If they do have their the after wedding party at the garden,
yeah.
God knows we've done that every year after Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
They always serve that rigatoni.
Yeah.
They do. Then it sits there. The longer it sits there, the better it gets.
I don't think that's the food that's going to be there, though.
They make it in-house. Okay. I'm sure that's part of the arrangement.
I want to go to Lititz is where I want to go.
All right.
I don't think we're saying it right, but okay. All right, let's talk about... So the other day, I was telling you about the World Cup Cape Verde game against Spain, that it was 0-0. It was a draw, and it was insane, and the goalie is 40 years old. His name is Vozinha. When he started, before the game, he had 50,000 followers on Instagram. So, we were talking the last couple of days. He had 4.6 million. The guy has 11.5 million followers.
When I saw it was 11.8.
Yeah, okay, so now we're up to 11.8.
Probably even higher.
This guy is the star of the World Cup right now, guys. People are loving his story and everything, so it's insane. Argentina's government did something interesting. They asked U.S. authorities to prevent about 13,000 parents from Argentina, mostly dads, from attending World Cup matches in the United States if they have unpaid court-ordered child support. So these names were given. So when they show up to the match, it'll be, you know, in the system, it'll come up saying, you are naughty and you're not allowed in, and they won't let you go in and watch the match. So I think that's pretty cool. Preview screenings of Toy Story 5 begin tomorrow. There's some reviews on Rotten Tomatoes giving it a 93% fresh, but 4,500 theaters will screen it, and they're saying it will be the biggest franchise opening ever for that one. And Disclosure Day will earn another $20 million in its second weekend. We already talked about Summer House. Tom Holland basically confirmed that he and Zendaya are married. And what are we watching? The World Cup tonight. We've got four games. Go England. And the series premiere of Million Dollar Nannies. You've got The Simpsons Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Also Never Change on Hulu. And I know you and Gandhi watched Maternal Instincts on Netflix.
Oh my God.
And you say, watch that one if you dare. And that is my Danielle report.
I don't know. I watched it and I'm glad I watched it, but I'm just not really glad I watched it. Do you agree with what I'm saying?
It was disturbing. I have so many follow-up questions for everybody that was involved. All of them. Because everyone knew that there was something going on and people were talking, but like kind of whispering and not just being out there and blatant like, hello, this is happening. I don't know.
You know what? The longer I live,
yeah,
the more I'm totally, totally convinced there are just some stupid people out there.
Oh, you think? Psychos.
Oh, you should come. Yeah, you should read our text messages.
Uh-oh. What are they saying? Come on, read them.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, the people in it's Maternal Instinct or
Instincts.
I had to stop it three times to make sure it wasn't acting.
Oh, right. Wow.
Because there's no way these people lived this script in real life.
Oh, wow.
The Hillbilly Friend was my favorite.
Which one? They're all hillbillies.
You know the one I'm talking about. The guy in camo who cursed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
You can't be with her. Oh, no.
Jeez.
Yeah. Anyway, if you've seen Maternal Instincts, you know exactly what we're talking about. Mm. And at the end of the show, I mean, it's a sad story.
It's very sad. It's so psychotic.
Why does anyone want to watch it? Why are we so attracted to shows that are so sad and psychotic?
So I think that this one specifically, there were just so many twists and turns and so many people who knew what was going on, but were just kind of like, eh, she's crazy. You know, leave it alone. Don't leave it alone. If you see somebody doing things like this, call it out immediately because you'll find out why.
Okay. Speaking of unrelated, will you meet me in my office for a meeting after the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I bring a box?
Yes, bring your box. yeah, Maternal Instincts. Watch it if you dare.
All right.
And I guess that's it.
Yeah.
You may get back to your banana.
Okay, thanks.
Waking up in the morning.
Right now.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
K92.
Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts, and most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Danielle's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Racatina Auto Group. Make this your summer of unforgettable drives in a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Edison. Their expert team makes shopping easy and stress-free. One reason they were named the 2026 Mercedes-Benz Dealer of the Year by Cars.com. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Edison for luxury driving all summer long.
Every summer, Swiss International Airlines brings travelers to New York City Pride from around the world. They're proud to support the LGBTQIA plus community and sponsor the New York City Pride Drag Brunch fundraiser. Because wherever you fly, you deserve to feel welcome. Visit Swiss.com to learn more.
This summer, luxury comes in threes. Mercedes-Benz of Edison, Racatina of Freehold, and Mercedes-Benz of Union. Discover the versatile GLC, the refined GLE, and the Racatina experience. Three locations, triple luxury. One unforgettable summer. Visit Racatina Mercedes.com.
The times you spend with your friends and loved ones are the best. Those selfies you take now will shape memories that will last a lifetime.
make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Only 2 milligrams of fentanyl can cause an overdose. So learn about the dangers and risks of this frightening, deadly drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Don't risk your life and all those wonderful memories you're creating. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Know all the risks. Visit stayinthepic.nj.gov from New Jersey Human Services.
Do you love going on long walks or hikes, but your joints feel differently? Well, make sure you can handle your off-road adventures with Hackensack Meridian Health, New Jersey's most experienced joint replacement team. They have weight-bearing 3D imaging that sees how you use your joints for more precise joint care. And they give you access to every robotic joint replacement technology available. Book an appointment today with New Jersey's most experienced orthopedic team at HackensackMeridianHealth.org/orthopedics. That's how healthy happens.
Wow, what is all this? These screens, the food.
All for the game, bro.
Let us pitch in.
No need. I'm saving $1,000 bundling my wireless and internet with T-Mobile. I've got it all covered.
Goal!
Here to score big with T-Mobile. Families save up to $1,000 a year when they bundle 5G home internet with 4 phone lines on Experience Beyond. Compared to regular rates after third line free on Experience Beyond plan with internet bundle discount via monthly bill credits and auto-pay discount. Credit stop if you cancel or change plans.
Hey, you've reached Steve. Leave a message.
Hey, man. I just wanted to say your kid's birthday party was great yesterday. Can't believe he's 5 already. Time sure flies, huh? Anyway, there's something I gotta tell you. Look, I've really messed up, Steve. Remember when I said money was tight? Well, I took a shortcut with my insurance claim. I figured, you know, who's it hurting? But now it's coming all crashing down. They're calling it insurance fraud. I can't get a decent job and my name's ruined. It hurts most thinking about what it means for my family. I just wanted to warn you, Steve. If you're ever tempted, don't do what I did. It's just not worth it. Call me when you can, all right?
Insurance fraud costs every New Yorker more than $920 a year. If you see fraud or feel pressured to commit it, speak up. Visit fraudny.com to learn more. The New York Alliance Against Insurance Fraud. Fraud is the crime you pay for.
Tomorrow, Quick Check is taking over the Elvis Duran Morning Show with a kitchen drop. Fresh food, award-winning coffee, and plenty of taste. Tune in tomorrow on Z100.
You think emergency is just for winter? Think again. Summer in New York doesn't slow down, and honestly, none of us do. Between early mornings at Z100, events, travel, trying to fit in every plan, we're always on the go. That's why we keep emergency in our routine. Daily immune support, natural energy, and electrolytes, so you're not missing the moments you waited all winter for. Don't miss a second of summer with Emergen-C.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taco Bell's Lux Boxes. Choose the $5, $7, or $9 box. Now with the shredded beef dipping taco. Limited time at participating stores while supplies last. Prices vary. Freezes and specialty drinks not included. Tax extra.
iHeartRadio. FIFA World Cup Update.
Team France opened up World Cup play yesterday, beating Senegal 3-1 with history made during the match by superstar Kylian Mbappe.
Well, Mbappe has another one out of nowhere.
Mbappe scored twice, becoming France's all-time record goal scorer. Meanwhile, Team USA continues preparing for its next match in Seattle on Friday against Australia.
For live Fox coverage, search World Cup now on the free iHeartRadio app.
Duncan, traffic.
Troubles both ways on the Cross Bronx. If you're traveling on the westbound side by Sheridan Boulevard, there's a crash. You got at least one lane blocked. And eastbound into Castle Hill Avenue, there is a crash now on the shoulder. At the GW Bridge, you're running about 35 to 40 upstairs, 25 downstairs. Lincoln and Mulholland at 20 to 25 minutes. Expect delays southbound on the Hutch by Mamaroneck Avenue. This is all because of a misplaced tractor trailer. And you've got delays on the northbound side of the Van Wyck by Hillside Avenue. There is a missing sewer grate, so they've got that center lane completely blocked off. This report is sponsored by Ordly Meds, affordable GLP-1s. Struggle with weight loss? OrdlyMeds.com/radio offers doctor-guided access to options like semaglutide and tirzepatide, often up to 50% less, delivered to your home. Visit OrdlyMeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary. Eligibility required. See site for details. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
Another day like yesterday, please.
Yeah, for now, sunny, and then later on, may see some rain in the late afternoon, high 78.
A beautiful day. Thanks for listening to Z100.
Baby, where the hell is my husband? What is taking him so long to find you?
Yelling at the radio the whole time until I get on here.
1-800-242-0100. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, yeah, we're having quite the conversation this morning about protein bars.
Yeah.
And snack bars, mm-hmm. this and that. So, I sampled the Bear Bells.
Yeah, so good.
That was great. Mm-hmm. See, I like Bear Bells. I like David as well. Yep. Bear Bells, that was really tasty.
Yeah.
I think I made...
They modeled them.
They
modeled them after candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
So there's one that's like a Mounds bar, one that's kind of like a Snickers bar.
Well, I'm moving it up the list.
I had the plain peanut butter one yesterday. I think it's new. It was so good.
Yet. All right. Yeah. Are you going to get those on Amazon?
Yeah, you can. They have them everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so Scary walks in with the Nature Valley bar.
Yeah.
Which isn't really a protein bar, is it?
I mean, it's more like candy, if you ask me, because